Fawns and Other Important Things. Texas Whitetails by Texas Fish and Game whitetail hunting editor Larry Wysoon. What was the fawn crop like 3, 4, 5, and 6 years ago? I asked one of the hunters on the lease I was considering joining. We have plenty of deer, some say too many. Why are you asking about fawn crops in those years? Replied he who was in charge of the lease I was inquiring about joining. It was mid-May. Fawns were just beginning to hit the ground. Bucks were showing antlers, but it was still too early to tell what kind of antler crop it would be. During the mid-morning drive through the property, I did notice the stock tanks were full and there was abundant browse, both woody and forbs, a fancy word for weeds. I personally like hunting mature bucks, those that are 4 years old or older. Up until that age, body development always takes precedence to antler development. Once a buck's long bones and muscles are fully developed, the deer can then channel any nutrition not required for maintenance into antler development. I continued, and if the fawn survival rate was rather low 4+ years ago, chances are almost 100% there are not many old or mature bucks in the local herd. Of course, even if you had a large fawn crop during those years and hunting pressure was really high, not many bucks were likely to live long enough to get into those older age classes. I'd really like to see the results of any deer or game surveys y'all have done in the past, as well as your harvest record for both bucks and does. That way I can see what y'all have been shooting, as well as the numbers of bucks and does you've been taking each year. In so saying, I noticed a rather bewildered look on the lease master's face. Not a good sign. At the time, it had been several years since I was on any kind of deer hunting lease. Not that I had not been doing a lot of deer hunting in Texas and other areas, but most of the hunts I had been on, other than the ranches I managed, had been package hunts. Even on those, I had asked to see fawn survival and harvest records, as I was asking of the lease I was considering joining. When it comes to a time of the year when deer hunting is almost boring, it is May and June. Realize I said deer hunting, not deer shooting. Personally, I hunt deer year-round, trying to continually learn as much as I possibly can about deer in specific areas, such as those properties I hunt during the season, or those I'm interested in hunting during the fall hunting seasons. During May and June, bucks are generally not far enough along in antler development to really tell what they will look like later in the fall. Does usually become somewhat solitary as they prepare for the birth of their fawns. Vegetation with adequate rain is relatively tall, making it difficult to see shed antlers. So May and June truly are a bit boring for those of us who hunt deer. During late spring and early summer, I do try to spend time calling predators, especially coyotes, using Burnham Brothers' revolutionary new Freck electronic call. The Freck, unlike any other electronic call, duplicates the actual sounds and levels, measured in hertz, made by distressed prey animals. The sounds from it sound real to predators, because essentially they are. No other electronic call can even come close in performance of the Freck. During this time, I also often use a distressed fawn call. This often attracts predators, but can also bring in anxious white-tailed does, fearing it is her fawn being attacked by predators. May and June, too, are ideal times to purchase a new scope, rifle, muzzleloader, handgun, bow and or arrows, and or a crossbow. Doing so now will give you adequate time and opportunities to go to your local rifle range to determine your new item's capabilities and yours with whatever you decide to hunt with the coming fall. I just got a new 6.5 PRC, Mossberg Patriot Predator Rifle, built in Eagle Pass, Texas, topped with a Trigicon AccuPoint scope, through which I'll be shooting Hornady's Precision Hunter ammunition. Headed to the range later today to start shooting it in prep for the upcoming shooting deer season, only a few months away. Editor's note, to listen to Larry's weekly DSC Campfires with Larry Wysoon podcast, purchase his newest deer hunting book, Deer Addictions, or watch the weekly digital TV show he co-hosts, please visit his new website, www.larrywysoon.net. Email Larry Wysoon at contactus@fishgame.com. Thanks for listening.